Welcome to another AAT podcast, where in this podcast I want to talk to you about reporting company cars to HMRC during the tax year using the statutory form P46 car. The P46 car procedure is not well known and is all too often ignored by employers and not necessarily deliberately. However, failing to submit a P46 car can cause hardship to directors and employees when a company car is first made available for their private use. They may find long after the car is first provided that they have a large underpayment of income tax because HMRC were not made aware early enough of the company car being provided by the employer, and perhaps too late for the tax code to be amended to reflect the tax benefit received. I have seen many examples of such underpayments arising where the first notification HMRC has received of the provision of the company car is perhaps the P11D expenses and benefits return, or even the employee's self-assessment tax return. The P11D submission deadline is 6th of July after the end of the tax year, and that return may not be processed until weeks or months after the form is actually received by HMRC. The employee's self-assessment tax return may be received by HMRC as early as April or as late as January after the end of the tax year. But still too late to do anything about taxing the benefit in the tax year when it was first provided. Hence the underpayment arises. Let's consider an example of an employee moving jobs early in the tax year, say on the 6th of May 2012, and being provided with a company car by the new employer. The problem is when the employee had no company car in the former employment, perhaps because they had a car allowance that was taxed with the payroll. If the employee had the benefit of a company car in the former employment, his or her tax code would have already reflected such a benefit, and providing a P45 was given to the new employer, the potential for an underpayment would have been reduced, if not totally removed. If we assume that the list price of the company car being provided for the first time was, say, £20,000, and that the CO2 percentage was 23%, the company car benefit would be £4,600 for a full tax year. The tax liability for 11 months would be £843 for a basic rate taxpayer. That's £4,600 times 20% times 11/12. Or it would be £1,686 for a higher rate taxpayer. To make matters worse, if private fuel is provided with the company car, then the car fuel benefit for this current year would be £20,200 at the 23% CO2 percentage, which would more than double the tax liability and the potential underpayment for the employee. It can be seen, therefore, that failing to submit a P46 car return would undoubtedly cause hardship for this director or employee. Section 2, the P46 car rules. If an employer makes a car available to an employee, which they can use for private journeys, the employer is required to report the car benefit to HMRC on Form P11D and to pay Class 1A National Insurance contributions on the benefit by declaring the Class 1A NIC liability on the P11DB return. But the employer must also complete a Form P46 car when first providing the employee with a car which is available for their private use, and then again when either providing an additional car, which will not happen very often, or when withdrawing the employee's car without replacing it with another. The regulations require that the employer must complete and file the Form P46 car if any of the following occurs. First, you provide an employee or director with a first car available for private use. Next, you provide an employer or director with an additional car available for private use. Next, an employee whom you provide with a car becomes chargeable on benefits, either because they start earning at a rate of £8,500 or more per year, or because they become a director. And finally, you withdraw and don't replace a car provided to an employee or director. that regulations were changed in 2009 to remove the previous requirement to notify HMRC of any changes in the company cars provided to employees. This change was made to reduce the administration and because it was generally thought that when there was a change of car, the tax difference would not be that significant. However, after representations made by some employers, HMRC now provides that from April 2011, an employer has the option, and it is only optional, to submit replacement car information, but this must be done online. The deadline for filing the Form P46 car return is within 28 days of the end of the quarter in which the car benefit charge to be reported took place. The four end-of-quarter dates are the 5th of July, 5th of October, 5th of January and 5th of April. Therefore, the 28-day deadline becomes the 2nd of August for the 5th of July, the 2nd of November for the 5th of October, the 2nd of February for the 5th of January and the 3rd of May for the 5th of April. Next section, the P46 car information. The following information is required in order to complete a Form P46 car. Employers pays you a reference number. Employee's full name. Employee's national insurance number or the date of birth and gender if the national insurance number is not known. The make and model of the car being provided. The CO2 emissions figure or the engine size if the car has no CO2 emissions figure, and the fuel type. The date the car was first registered, not the date the car was first provided. The list price of the car and any accessories or accessories fitted to it. The date the car was first made available to the employee. Any amounts contributed by the employee to the cost of the car or its extras and accessories. Any amounts received from the employee as required payments for their private use of the car. And finally, details of whether any fuel is provided for private use. All of that information has to be provided to make the P46 car return to HMRC. Now, HMRC guidance tells us that the easiest way to complete and file the Form P46 car is to do it electronically. And there are a number of options, including the free online return and forms PAYE service on the HMRC website, which will let you complete and file the form over the internet. You may choose to use commercial payroll software, providing it allows completion of the Form P46 car and also allows for online filing. Another option is the fill-in forms on screen, which is part of HMRC's basic PAYE tools package. It makes it easy to complete the Form P46 car, but it does not allow for online filing. And the final alternative is to complete a paper version of the Form P46 car and send it to HMRC. You can download and print a copy of the form from the website. Section 5, summary. P46 car is a statutory return, and it should be completed on at least a quarterly basis when a car is first provided to a director or employee, failing which the employee could be landed with a large underpayment of income tax because of the delay in HMRC being notified of the first provision of a company car benefit. Employers can submit a P46 car earlier than the quarterly deadlines, and employees have the option of notifying HMRC of the receipt of this benefit for the first time. But unfortunately, employees may be ignorant of the consequences of HMRC not amending their tax code until weeks or months after the benefit is first provided. As I said in the introduction, I've seen the pain that this causes, so in my view, doing nothing is not an option. I hope this advice will help you, and thank you for listening.